meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind advisory for today and a high wind warning that will go into effect this evening. Otherwise, increasing clouds in the upper 40s, around 50. We'll see wind gusts as high as 50. Tonight, it looks like we'll have sprinkles and flurries, then scattered snow showers overnight, mid-20s, with wind gusts at 60. For tomorrow, scattered snow showers early, otherwise cloudy skies, temps lower 30s. Right now, it's 43.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A Washington State software company was named Entrepreneur of the Year, the American Farm Bureau's Federation's annual virtual meeting. Michael Clements shares how the contest will help the company serve farmers.
Farm Bureau Wednesday announced Harvest, a Washington State software company, as the winner of the Ag Innovation Challenge. The company received a total of $50,000 in prize money to help grow the business. Harvest CEO and co-founder James Christopher Hall says the contest offers more than the title of Entrepreneur of the Year.
Well, it feels like a real accomplishment. We've had the opportunity to work with a lot of good folks through the competition process. So it's been a richly rewarding and learning experience. And the prize and the title of Entrepreneur of the Year is kind of the cherry on top. Huge thank you to the Farm Bureau staff that have helped shepherd us and the judges and mentors as well, provoking us to really think more about our business.
Hall says Harvest is a human resources app for farms.
So we help farms with the most critical HR tasks like hiring new employees, doing their safety training, and keeping everyone on the farm on the same page. And we do that in a way that's simple, that's fast, that's organized, and that's accessible to everyone on the farm.
The challenge is sponsored by Farm Credit, Bayer Crop Science, Farm Bureau Bank, Farm Bureau Financial Service, FMC Corporation, and John Deere. With their support, Hall says the competition helps rural businesses become better.
When you go through the competition, the judges ask you a lot of questions. The application process asks you a lot of questions, and it forces you to really think deeply about your business, what you offer to farmers in America, and where you want to go from there. And then you, of course, have the judges and the mentors who are available to help you as well. And the promotional aspect from being in the competition has already helped us as we're looking to expand into states all across the country.
Find complete results from the competition at www.fb.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Governor Laura Kelly, after her State of the State address on Tuesday, yesterday released her budget proposal to the state legislature that doesn't seem to be going too far with the state Republicans in leadership, as the budget advocates for more spending on public education and includes Medicaid expansion.
Now, I'm pleased to say that even as we navigate the COVID-19 pandemic, my budget is fiscally sound. It maintains investments in core services like education, infrastructure, and economic development. It upholds my administration's commitment to protecting funding for behavioral health services and includes funding for Medicaid expansion, all while maintaining a very healthy ending balance.
The state is set to face a $12 billion shortfall due to the COVID-19 pandemic from last year. In other news, coronavirus hospitalizations have fallen in Kansas from their highs last month, as the KDHE reports that they're down 30% from their high of nearly 1,300 back in December. The American Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorento, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
A Kansas man has been found guilty of federal security fraud and sentenced to 4 years of supervised probation. The Office of the U.S. Attorney General Kansas Derek Schmidt says in a news release that 64-year-old Michael Davin of Olathe was also ordered Monday to pay more than $81,000 in restitution to a former client. Davin pleaded no contest to a single count back in December. Prosecutors say that Davin failed to disclose to the investor that he had prior felony convictions, including two for theft. The securities case was initially filed back in October of 2018. And a Kansas Sheriff's Office investigator has been charged in a hit-and-run crash, and two other law enforcement officers have been charged with interfering with the investigation. Wyandotte County Prosecutor Mark Dupree announced that yesterday that Sheriff's Office Detective Michael Simmons Jr. is charged with misdemeanor count of leaving the scene of a December 13, 2019 crash on Interstate 70 involving a county-owned vehicle. Two others were charged with one count each of official misconduct and interference, both being misdemeanors. Mid-America Network News.
Home, it's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska's largest school district is planning to bring students back into the classroom every day for the first time since the pandemic began last spring. The Omaha School District said on Tuesday that its students will start attending classes 5 days a week starting next month. Currently, only half of the district's students are in class at any one time because students have been learning remotely half the time. Most other districts in the area already have students back in their classrooms 5 days a week. Omaha district officials said that students will still have the option to attend school remotely if they choose. On Tuesday, the state reported 1,000 new virus cases and 19 total deaths. And a decades-old rule designed to promote transparency and accountability in the Nebraska legislature could be in jeopardy. A proposed rule change would bar reporters from otherwise private executive sessions of legislative committees where lawmakers discuss and vote on bills. These sessions are closed to the general public, but legislative rules allow reporters to attend and report what happens. Members of the news media are saying that the rule change would undermine public trust. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, I'm Craig Mead from the Mid-America Ag Network. As 2021 gains momentum, as always, there are a number of questions about agriculture in the coming year. Ag Outlook 2021 will look at some of those questions and we'll try and find the answers. Ag Outlook 2021, Saturday, January 16th and Saturday, January 23rd. Brought to you by PNB Insurance, Kansas Wheat Commission, S&W Seed, Kansas Corn Growers Association. Ag Outlook 2021, a look at the coming year in agriculture from the Mid-America Ag Network.
What is radon? Home exposure to radon gas is the leading cause of lung cancer death in the United States for non-smokers. In Kansas, one in four homes will test at or above the EPA action level. The Surgeon General recommends all homes be tested and fixed if necessary. Visit KansasRadonProgram.org for more information. Test, fix, save a life. This message brought to you by the Kansas Radon Program, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID cases in Marshall County remain flat, with 48 reported as of Monday and 3 hospitalized. Washington County was back up from 5 to 16 active cases. Nemahal County at 35, that up from 22 last week, while neither reported current hospitalizations. On Monday, Nemahal County commissioners voted 2-1 to rescind the mask mandate, which had been in effect since November 12th, in favor of less restrictive measures, which include a strong recommendation to wear a mask as appropriate. The county health nurse had recommended continuation for at least another 30 to 45 days. Newly elected commissioners Dylan Kime and Jason Cook voted to rescind, while Gary Scobie voted no. The New Year's baby born in Washington County, Kalen Richard Miller, was delivered to Jake and Taylor Miller of rural Washington last Wednesday evening, delivered by Dr. David Hodgson of the Washington County Hospital. Grandparents are Richard and Denise Powell of Washington, Richard and Vicki Miller of Morrillville, and Curtis and Diane Parker of Greenleaf. Marysville City Council meeting Monday voted to extend the city mask mandate through April 1st. This is an extension of the current mandate, which allows local enforcement. The decision followed a lengthy discussion and was passed 7-1 with Keith Beichmann voting no. Council will review the ordinance at their second meeting in March. A condemnation hearing was approved for a property at 1205 Calhoun owned by Walter Mlynarek. The house is not occupied and a number of health and safety issues were cited, with a structure in disrepair and a significant collection of items both inside and scattered outside. The city has cleaned the property on three previous occasions over the past 5 years and has taken the matter to court. Past due property taxes, interest, and cleanup assessments amount to well over $12,000. Unanimous approval was given to move forward with the hearing at the February 22nd meeting. Bids were reviewed for purchase of a new mower. That matter was tabled pending additional input from the Cemetery and Parks Committee. Low bid for a new 3/4-ton truck for the Parks and Cemetery Committee was approved for approximately $32,000 with a flatbed install to replace a 1997 truck. $40,000 had been budgeted for the purchase this year. Approval was given for a new police vehicle with a low bid of roughly $38,000. Again, $40,000 had been budgeted for replacement of a 2015 SUV. And approval was given for purchase of a new pickup for the city inspector, replacing one with a blown motor. The bid just over $28,000, funded through municipal equipment reserve. The new truck was below used vehicle alternatives. For the end of 2020, the general fund ending balance is $816,000, an increase of $214,000 from the end of 2019, representing an increase of $109,000 from what was budgeted as carryover for 2021. Carryover in the water fund was $23,000 higher, with the sewer fund decreasing by some $123,000. It was noted that costs for sewer lining replacement added to costs, and alternatives going forward to reduce expenses would be considered. The sales tax fund was up over $300,000 compared to the end of 2019, reflecting a nearly $144,000 surplus as to the estimated carryover from the budget. Sales tax receipts for the year were just above 2019 totals, but well below 2018. Approval was given for an additional $8,900 toward geotech engineering work on the 11th and 12th road proposals. Some council members expressed concern that substantial monies had been spent on surveys thus far, and a summary will be compiled. A motion to table the decision until that information is provided died for lack of a second. Approval was given to go ahead on a 6-2 vote. Appointments were approved, with Brandon Wagner replacing Anthony Ring, who has resigned of a library board. Mandy Cook was approved as chairman, Maureen Crist vice chair of the City Convention and Tourism Board. Consensus was to open future Marysville City Council meetings again to the public with masks mandated.
Ned A. Lineweber, age 75, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 9th. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Interment follows the Greenwood Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ned Lineweber.
Margaret Nieberding Starr, age 81, of Marysville, passed away January 3rd. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, with a rosary at 10. Burial to follow at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Margaret Nieberding Starr. Geraldine Gary Pinkerton, age 90, of rural Blue Springs, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday at noon at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Beatrice, interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8, at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Geraldine Gary Pinkerton.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a low-pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest, the cold front extending into the central parts of the United States. That's going to bring us some scattered rain and snow showers, and on the back end of the system, some scattered snow late tonight and into tomorrow. That's not really the problem. The main thing is the wind. We're going to see very gusty winds across the Midwest, wind gusts 50 to 60 miles per hour, continuing into tomorrow. So we have a wind advisory for today, high wind warning that goes to effect this evening. Otherwise, increasing clouds, upper 40s, wind gusts at 50. Tonight, scattered sprinkles and flurries, then scattered snow showers overnight, mid-20s, with wind gusts at 60. For tomorrow, scattered snow showers early, cloudy skies, lower 30s, wind gusts at 55. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, lows around 20. For Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
New masks have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Come in today to see the new styles, which are a fitted pattern to reduce glasses fog. They come in adult and kid sizes and in both everyday and holiday prints. Reflections is also stocking sweaters and winter accessories, so you can always look sharp and stay warm. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature, mid-January, 40. Record high on this date, 64. The average low 17, the record low was 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:45, sunset this evening at 5:27.
I thought I would need a math degree to start a real savings program, but my financial advisor showed me how the numbers add up. We put together a program with CDs, automatic savings, and more.
Talk to us about jumpstarting your savings. We have every different savings plan for every individual. We're sure to have one that'll help you meet your goals fast. Substantial penalty for early withdrawal. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
A crescent moon in winter is illuminated differently than other times of year. We will shed some light on the issue on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 14th, the 14th day of the year. Physician and humanitarian Albert Schweitzer was born on this day in 1875. A sliver of a very young crescent moon will be barely visible in the evening twilight tonight, but as it grows larger over the next week, notice how the underside is more illuminated than other times of the year. For the mid-latitudes in North America, that's its typical countenance this time of year. Some cultures refer to it as a dry moon, as the cup shape would hold precipitation. As springtime nears, the crescent turns more sideways, spilling moisture onto the earth, and becomes a wet moon. Even if the lower doesn't hold water, we can always enjoy the semblance of a smile from the winter's crescent. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local sunset and moonrise times at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after the defeat for the number 6 Kansas Jayhawks against Oklahoma State Cowboys 75-70 on Tuesday, Coach Bill Self said he wasn't very happy with the game and says that the OSU Cowboys had control most of the game.
I thought it was very poor. You know, we probably played a pretty competitive 10 minutes. I don't know when we were down 16 and when we went triangle and 2, but I thought we played that decent and probably played a pretty competitive 10 minutes. But other than that, I didn't think we were very competitive. I thought they controlled everything with their speed and quickness and our inability to get back in transition, put it where there was no margin for error. And then even after all that, you know, we got a 3-point lead and actually do exactly what we want to do defensively. And their guys stepped up and made a shot.
He went on to say they could have won the game, but they didn't deserve to with the way that they played.
I'm disappointed. We didn't deserve to win, but certainly we put ourselves in a position where we could have won.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 29th annual Western Kansas Farm Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm, loader, and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items, farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, power tools, welders, generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs, and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, and fuel tanks, livestock equipment, and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and commission discount. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Scott Auction's 29th Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 15th, 16th, and 17th, Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
The Kansas City market has jumped into the National Women's Soccer League, and yesterday they expanded their team through the NWSL draft, selecting six different players over the course of four different rounds. It is set to kick off its first season in Kansas City, and despite entering the draft with no opening round selections, Kansas City did send $175,000 to New Jersey's Sky Blue FC in exchange for a fourth round overall pick. With that pick, they were able to select Stanford fullback at Kiki Pickett. Kansas City also had three straight selections in the second round, taking midfielder Victoria Pickett, defender Lucy Parker, and midfielder Addie McCain, and wrapped up draft night with midfielder Alex Laura. In other news in the world of college basketball, the Wichita State Shockers men basketball game against Southern Methodist University this Sunday has been postponed due to COVID-19. The announcement came yesterday from the American Athletic Conference that the game was moved due to a positive case after investigating contact tracing at SMU. The SMU Mustangs, a game that was scheduled against Memphis today, has also been postponed. Mid-American Network Sports.
Semifinals tip off Thursday and Friday in the Mudecas basketball tournament at Beatrice. The Southern girls are in the winner's bracket facing Pawnee City at Beatrice Middle School Thursday at 5:30. And the Diller Odell boys take on Tri-County Thursday at 8 at the Auditorium. On Friday, on the back of the bracket, the Southern boys face Sacred Heart at 6:30 at Beatrice Middle School, and the Diller Odell girls meet Meridian at 8:30 at the middle school. Murraysville wrestlers at Clay Center Thursday evening for a double duel with Abilene. Twin Valley League basketball tournament pairings released. For play beginning Saturday with girls at Frankfort and boys at Onega. In the girls' division, top seeds Valley Heights, Donovan West, and Hanover receive first-round byes, with fourth seed Frankfort facing 13th seed Axtell and eighth seed Lynn facing ninth seed Centralia Saturday at 10. At 11:30, fifth seed Wetmore takes on number 12 Blue Valley, and sixth seed Washington County faces number 11 Troy. Saturday at 1, 7th seed Clifton Clyde meets number 10 Onega. In the boys' division, top seeds Clifton Clyde, Hanover, and Frankfort receive first-round byes, with 4th seed Centralia taking on number 13 Lynn, and 5th seed Axtell facing number 12 Onega, Saturday at 10. At 11:30, 5th seed Axtell tips off with number 12 Onega, and 6th seed Washington County meets number 12 Troy. Saturday at 1, 7th seed Wetmore faces number 10 Blue Valley. Marysville High School boys team at 4-1 is the number 3 seed in the Thunder Classic at Seneca, with 6-1 St. Mary's the top seed. Host Nemahal Central 5-1 is second seed. Atchison 4-3, St. Mary's Academy 2-5, Jackson Heights 2-3, and Hiawatha 1-5 round out the 7-team field. MHS tips off versus Jackson Heights Tuesday evening at 7, and will face Nemahal Central Thursday evening at 7, with the finals to follow on Saturday. Brackets are posted at KNDYradio.com and our Facebook page.
Sheer Quality Furniture says thank you to all the coaches, parents, and fans of the Beatrice, Orangemen, and Lady O's. With their support, the athletes are sure to succeed in everything they do. From your fans at Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Carriage Motors knows the best athletes have the strongest support systems, and the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's parents, fans, and coaches have been the best around. Thank you for giving the players the tools to succeed in all they do. From everyone at Carriage Motors in Beatrice, proud to support our talented athletes. SunMart is proud of the Beatrice High School Orangemen and Lady O's winter sports teams and will be cheering for the athletes during the upcoming events. The determination taken to perfect the skills needed to drive, shoot, block, and defend is sure to defeat the competition. So good luck from your friends at SunMart in Beatrice.
KNDY.
It's all in the timing when trying to start trees and shrubs from a cutting. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Whether looking for a challenge or a way to preserve a family heirloom, you may want to try starting non-patented trees and shrubs from cuttings. Timing, the type of cutting, and the shrub species influence success. Privet, forsythia, wisteria, spirea, juniper, and hemlock are just a few that can be started from hardwood cuttings. Take a 4 to 8 inch cutting from the previous season's growth during the dormant season. Each cutting should have at least 2 nodes, the location where leaves or needles grow. Bundle, cover in sand or sawdust, and store cuttings in a cool, moist, frost-free location for the remainder of winter. Plant them in sand or vermiculite in spring. Once rooted, you can pot them up and grow them in a container for a season or two, or move them directly into the garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
For over a century, this ranch near Arizona's border with Mexico has raised thousands of head of cattle, herded by generations of desert cowboys. Today, the ranch is raising more than cattle, though. The unique story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Ron Searle is managing partner of a working ranch with a unique mission.
Instead of just raising horses and cattle, we're really raising boys.
This ranch does help raise boys, but it is still a working ranch with a long history.
This ranch is one of the oldest ranches in Arizona. We're in southern Arizona, about 18 miles north of the Mexican border. This ranch was established in 1878. Right now we lease 23,000 acres, run 350 head of cattle. We've got about 70 horses on the ranch.
Aravaca is still a working ranch, but it is also a boys' ranch with a mission of helping troubled teens.
The boys are from all over the country. In fact, we've even had a boy from Belgium who's gone through our program. These are boys that are starting to make bad decisions, and we're an intervention program. The idea is we want to catch them before they get into the legal system and have gone down the road too far to really come back.
The boys' families often have exhausted their ability to turn them around. Parents of teenage boys may choose to enroll their sons in the program.
We always encourage the parents to tell the truth and let them know what's happening, but sometimes parents feel like they just can't, or their son may run away or do something, and so oftentimes they come not knowing that this is their destination or where they're going to stay.
Boys react to their surprise enrollment in a variety of ways.
Occasionally, especially in that first day or two, they'll say, I'm not staying, and they'll start walking down the road. And our philosophy is here is we don't have fences. We're not fencing them in. We say, okay, and we go with them. And so staff member walks with them. The record's 14 miles.
The program turns boys' lives around by learning the life of a rancher. More next time as we travel the countryside in Aravaca, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.
Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance salutes Seneca Volunteer Fire Department and Emergency Medical Services teams for a job well done. Call Brett at Olson Right-of-Way and Maintenance, 785-336-7101 for your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks, no job too big or small.
Stable flies are painful for cattle, and controlling them starts in the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Reduce the amount of manure and hay mixing on the ground, and you'll reduce stable flies as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
The biting stable fly is a painful nuisance to pastured cattle. Unfortunately, there is nothing that can be done in pastures to reduce stable fly numbers except control the sites where they develop as maggots. And the time to do that is now, before the insects have the chance to breed. Lou Deck Zurich is a professor of veterinary entomology at Kansas State University. He says cattle feed around large round bales that stay in the same spot and end up defecating in the same area too. The wasted hay then mixes with the manure, becoming the perfect breeding ground for stable flies in the spring. He says the easiest solution is to move the feeder every time you put a new bale in it.
Just pushing that feeder with a tractor or some equipment just a few feet away from the old site should do the job, because then the cattle start defecating into new spots and the manure will not accumulate deep enough and it's going to dry up in the spring, and that's going to prevent the larva development of stable flies in the spring.
Another alternative is to put hay feeders on a slope so the area can drain and dry out. If you can't move the feeders and don't have a slope, Zurich says you'll have to do what you can in the spring.
Try to spread out and rake that feeding site to spread the accumulated manure and hay into the thinner depth across a larger area. So again, it would dry up faster and it would not provide a habitat for stable fly larvae.
Zurich says while these blood-sucking insects don't transfer any pathogens or parasites to the animals, there is an indirect economic effect. The bites are painful, and the herd might bunch for protection or stand in water to avoid the flies. They spend less time grazing, which in turn reduces weight gain. Learn more about stable fly control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Let all things now live in a song of thanksgiving to God the Creator, triumphantly raised, who fashioned and made us, protected and saved us, who guided us on to the end of our days. His banners are o'er us, His light goes before us, a pillar of fire shining forth in the night.
We all have a God-given instinct to survive and thrive, and it's mostly a good thing. Unless you take it too far, then you can get into trouble.
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
Unfortunately, sometimes that survive and thrive instinct can lead you to a scarcity mentality. So instead of eating just until you're full, you overeat. And instead of buying just the clothes you need, you binge shop. Or you get a house that's twice too big. We all face this challenge, but how do you overcome it? One way that works for me is gratitude. You live in an abundant world, so be grateful you have enough for yourself and your family, and to give to others. That will help you avoid wanting more than you need. God is a generous God who provides for our every need. So honor Him by living in gratitude. That's the path to a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
California rice fields do double duty as a fish and game paradise. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
A good chunk of California's Sacramento Valley is devoted to rice production, but the flooded fields are also of value to wildlife, and the state's Rice Commission has worked with various wildlife groups to everyone's advantage. Paul Butner is the Rice Commission's Manager of Environmental Affairs.
If these rice fields did not exist, and yet you wanted to support the same numbers of wintering waterfowl, you would have to acquire and restore 250,000 acres of new wetlands, which would cost you about $3 billion right out of the gate. And then, of course, you'd have to maintain that habitat.
A recent project involves putting salmon fry into those flooded fields to improve fish growth and survival rates. Jacob Katz is with California Trout.
Small fish very rapidly become much bigger fish, and those much bigger fish have a much greater chance of returning as adults. This is putting the batteries back into the system. This is re-energizing our aquatic ecosystems in a way that works both for fish and for farms. We've been doing this for over 10 years in different kinds of crops. There's nothing magical about rice, but there is something magical about the puddle that rice has grown in.
Learn more at calrice.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
you're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A new year means new savings and a new Kia from Midwest Kia. Start 2021 off right in one of over 200 new Kias in stock at Midwest Kia. Right now, you can drive with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. Plus, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $10,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia Sorento, Seltos, K5, and more. A brand new lineup and even more savings to start your new year off right. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333 1000 finance. Example 2020 K900. Stock number KA570.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. beef exports posted one of the best months on record in November, that according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. November also a strong month for pork exports, which had already surpassed the full year volume and value record that was set back in 2019. November beef exports totaled 115,300 metric tons. That's up 6% from a year ago, the largest since July of 2019. Export value climbed 8% year over year to $707.5 million. Those November beef muscle cut exports were the third largest on record, 91,300 metric tons. That's a value of $630 million. November pork export volume steady over the year at 258,800 metric tons. The value down 2%, though. Although China and Hong Kong remained the largest destination for U.S. pork in November, momentum continued to build in other markets like Japan, Mexico, and Central America. The January through November pork exports set an annual record for both volume and value. Pork muscle cut exports shattered previous annual records, increased 18% year over year to a value of $6 billion, 2.29 million metric tons, by the way. Well, USDA yesterday announced the details for the 97th Annual Ag Outlook Forum. It's going to be held virtually coming up February 18th and 19th. The 2021 Forum, the theme, Building on Innovation, a Pathway to Resilience, will focus on the central role science and innovation have played in helping agriculture overcome challenges and build resilience during the COVID-19 pandemic. The program will begin with a presentation by the new chief economist, Dr. Seth Meyer, the department's outlook for the U.S. commodity markets and trade for 2021 and U.S. farm income, a keynote address from the incoming Ag Secretary, and presentations from congressional leaders and a session on genetic literacy, also scheduled on the first day of the forum. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
We don't think much about electricity until it goes out. Caring for livestock can become a life or death situation without it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Livestock farmers ever raise their animals in the days before electricity? The way we farm now is much different. Hot water heaters, mechanical ventilation, and electric lights are all items taken for granted until a weather event cuts off the juice. Russ Daly is an extension veterinarian at South Dakota State University. He says many farms have generators that will kick in, but they aren't always fail-safe. You should also have a backup plan for the backup.
So the first thing is just to sit down and ask yourself, what would happen with my barn where I have my pigs or my barn where we have the calves, or it's calving time and I need to make sure I have some milk replacer for calves or colostrum? All those kinds of possibilities, depending on the time of year and the production status of your farm, when the power outage hits, it might be very different circumstances.
Daly says a common use for electricity on farms in the winter months is supplying water to the animals.
First thing is probably thinking about, okay, how am I going to get water to our animals if we do depend on electric pumps for a water source? Is there a surface source of water that they can use? Are we going to have to, you know, get down there and break some ice for animals to go in and drink water? They can maybe get by with using snow for a temporary water source, but animals that are lactating really need some water.
Vaccines and other medications stored in refrigerators should be treated like food items when the power goes out. Keep the fridge door shut unless absolutely necessary. If the animals require heat, provide deep bedding to keep them warm. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on caring for animals when the power goes out at agriculture.com.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storm, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built, portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Nice plus signs for corn, soybeans, and for Kansas City wheat rolling through our Thursday. March corn up 11 and 3 quarters at 536 and a quarter. May up 12 at 539 and 3 quarters. March Kansas City wheat up 14 and a half at 640 and a quarter. May Casey wheat up 14 at 643 and a half. Soybeans looking quite well. March beans up 27 and a half at 1433 and 3 quarters. May beans up 27 at 1430 and 3 quarters. March soybean meal is up $8.40 at $465.50. May is up $7.40 at $461. March bean oil 97 points higher at $43.15. May is up 76 at $42.66. So very strong positives for corn, for soybeans, and for Kansas City wheat. On the other hand, the livestock complex is having issues today. February live cattle down 50 at 111.75. April fat cattle down 57 at 116.90.
Feeder cattle down 107 at 133.25. April feeders down 92 at 135.82. So nothing positive for cattle. Hogs are having issues. February hogs down 25. Make that down 27 now at 66.57. April hogs down 65 at 72.30. So not a good look across the livestock complex. Cotton is up. Cotton is one of the bright spots today. March cotton up 49 points at 81.41. May's up 44 at 82.21. So some positives for cotton. Crude oil is enjoying a bit of a rally. Feb crude is up 41 cents at 53.32. March is up 41 cents at 53.37. Unleaded gas and heating oil are both higher too. And gold is struggling a bit. February gold is currently down $2 and make that $3.10 at $1,851.80. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Join Kansas Corn and K-State Research and Extension for our Kansas Corn School webinar series. While we'll miss seeing you in person, we are hosting three webinars patterned after our popular Kansas Corn schools. Featuring top speakers from K-State and Kansas Corn, the Kansas Corn School webinars on January 21st, February 4th, and February 11th are a great way to prepare for the 2021 growing season. Register to get your Zoom access code today for the Corn School webinars at kscorn.com.
Cape News, on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Craig Negrelli, Deb Ferris, and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
Cattle producers, you know that once a calf is on the ground, your work doesn't stop there. Cold stress can affect how well colostrum is absorbed, so dry off and warm them up with a calf warmer from Valley Vet Supply. And it's always a good idea to have a package of Calf's Choice colostrum on hand in case you need it. Visit Valley Vet Supply just off the Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5. Order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my song, Prairie Fire.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive. prairie fire. So burn, baby, burn. Don't you try to hide. Burn, baby, burn. Feel it deep inside.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1 KNDY, Marysville.